The head of the AFGE local that represents 1,000 or so federal workers on Fort Wainwright says the union and post officials have for decades maintained good relations until recently.
It's been within the last year that the relationship has completely soured.
Local 1834 President Bill Ward says that's when Wainwright officials told him that a new federal policy requires the union to pay rent for office space on post at fair market value. When he refused, he was told the union will have to rent space off post.
We got the notice that we're evicted from the offices that we've been in since 1972. We got 30 days to get out.
Ward says post officials also cut the amount of on-duty time he can spend working on union issues by 75%. They also tried, unsuccessfully, to decertify the union. He says Army officials cite executive orders issued last year by President Trump to justify their actions.
The stance that we've been given was that it's an executive order and we have to follow it.
Fort Wainwright officials declined interview requests to talk about the dispute, citing ongoing collective bargaining. But they emailed a statement that says they're evicting the local, quote, in accordance with Executive Order 13837, which prohibits government agencies from providing free or discounted office space to labor organizations, unquote.
They want to destroy the unions. Their goal is to get rid of us, so we are actually no longer a hindrance.
Dave Owens is head of AFGE's statewide office that represents about 10,500 federal employees in Alaska. He says the Trump administration claims the executive order prevents taxpayer dollars from benefiting unions, but Owens says taxpayers pay a lot more for the number of staffers that installations typically assign to labor issues.
So these guys, are four or five of them, are 100%. They get all the time they need, and they represent the agency against the employees. The only one the people have got is the union. What you got on Wainwright, you got one guy, Bill Ward.
Ward says more than two dozen AFGE officials use the Wainwright office for training and other official business. And Owens says it's important for the union to have a presence on post because it's much easier for civilian workers to stop by during lunchtime or before or after work.
It's convenient to the employees.
Owens also says AFGE doesn't have enough money to rent space because membership's been declining due to privatization policies and a 1978 law that made union membership optional for federal workers. So he says Fort Wainwright's local has accepted offers from the Laborers Union and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers to use their offices in town. And he says that's probably what the local representing workers at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson will do when base officials order it to pay rent or move.
They're going to kick us off the base. That's on J-Bear. That'll happen within the next 2 months.
J-Bear officials said Wednesday they're negotiating with Local 1101, but they haven't issued an eviction notice. Owens says Coast Guard-based Kodiak officials also are pressuring the union local representing workers there and at three other bases around Southeast, although Coast Guard officials deny that. But Owens says such practices are becoming widespread at federal facilities here in Alaska and the lower 48.
This is happening all over the country. Not just here.
Owens says AFGE has successfully fought many of the executive order provisions in court and will continue to do so. But he says the most effective way to stop the campaign against public employee unions will be to defeat President Trump in the next election. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.